The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Gotta start today out with some tragic news, as Tony Stewart has hit a driver, Kevin Ward Jr., 20-year-old driver, and he has been announced dead. Tony Stewart will not race today. I have a feeling a lot of things are going to go down. We're going to learn a lot more about this in the next few days. But this is a tragic accident. A terrible thing, as Kevin Ward Jr. has passed away because Tony Stewart's car hit him as he was trying to walk to him and approach him and talk to him and confront him about something after he was hitting him and had spun his car out. So just a tragic accident. We'll learn more about that. Johnny Football took place last night, as just amazing stuff there. His era has started in Cleveland, actually in Motown. But speaking of that, my main man, Jeff Rich, covers those Cleveland sports better than most. Jeff, good morning, man. How you doing?
Hey, Dorf, I'm fantastic this morning. Looking forward to talking about the world of sports on a Sunday morning with you.
Yep, a lot of things happening. Derek Jeter gets his... another important hit, sixth all-time on the hit list. The Ed O'Bannon case, very interesting there. Ray Allen says he wants to come back and play for a contender. The PGA Championship, Rory McIlroy leading that. So a lot of things for us to talk about. On the other side, Mary Nemitz from Ticks for Cause. So keep it close. We're just getting warmed up. Jeff Rich, the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary. 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Why does accountant Gary Platt stay at La Quinta Inns and Suites? Because only La Quinta sends Gary a ready-for-you alert the second his room is ready. So he knows exactly when he can check in and amp up for his big presentation. And when Gary's amped up, guess what happens?
Hello, Cleveland!
Manufacturing.
He's ready to rock!
Let's rock this audit!
La Quinta is ready for you, so you'll be ready for business. The Ready For You alert only at LQ.com.
Not all water is created equal, so take care of your body and drink Alchemy Water.
Alchemy's unique formula includes alkaline, oxygen, and antioxidants, which boost your immune system and help your body achieve peak performance. If you're looking for a healthy, eco-friendly alternative to sugary energy drinks, join the many pro athletes and celebrities who treat their bodies right and drink Alchemy Water. Visit alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots of things happening in the sports world. Like I said, Tony Stewart hits a driver, 20-year-old Kevin Ward Jr., and Kevin Ward Jr. Has been announced dead this morning. A tragic, tragic incident. So NASCAR fans, if you want to talk to us, obviously we want to talk to you and feel what you're going through right now. But anytime you lose somebody, it's a tragic deal, and this is obviously very, very awful. So our hearts and prayers go out to the Kevin Ward Jr. family, and again, just a tragic accident there in upstate New York. Jeff, a lot of good things to talk about, too, obviously, with Johnny Football. We're going to talk to Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com here first, but I do want to get into a lot of sports with you today because a lot of things to talk about. Mary, good morning. How are you today on this Sunday?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing great, and I am also very, very sad to hear about that tragic accident, and our sympathy as well goes out to the Kevin Ward Jr. family. It was just so sad to hear that news.
Yeah, I was hearing it last night, kind of breaking late in the wee hours of the evening, and I actually happened to be doing some overnight radio for Sports Byline last night, and I was kind of reporting it as it was going down, but didn't have a lot of details. We're going to learn a lot more about this in the next few days, and I have a feeling, again, I don't want to be a rumor starter, but I do have to think that criminal charges are going to be filed, and this is not going to just go away. And I know right now they're calling it an on-course accident or on-track accident, and nothing has been filed, but I don't know. We'll have to dig deep into this. But speaking of digging deep into things, we always like to talk to you about ticksforcause.com and what your mission is, and then obviously we feature a charity. So let's get to it, Mary. Talk to us a little bit about ticksforcause.com first.
Andy, Ticks for Cause is the ticket website with a heart. We're the only ticket site out there that not only has the sports, concert, and theater tickets you're looking for, but we let you have an opportunity to make every ticket purchase you have matter for the charity of your choice. And we also allow people to donate if they have tickets that they can't use for some reason. You know, like, you know, something happens, schedule changes. They can come onto our site. They can donate them to the charity of their choice. They get a tax receipt. The charity, when those tickets sell, the charity gets 90% of it. And I can tell you the amount of traffic we've had on our site this week, not just with baseball, but with football coming up, people getting their tickets to football games around the country and coming on and donating them for charity. So it's a great time for our charities, and our mission really is to make every ticket purchase matter for charity.
Well, and it's a great thing, and you know what? It's a a great time as well. Like you said, you got NFL preseason football people can buy tickets for. You got regular season tickets. And, you know, as everybody knows, football is king and you just can't get enough of it. So I would definitely check out ticksforcause.com. And it's T-I-X, the number four, cause.com. Get your tickets for any event, like Mary said. This week we have a very interesting featured charity, and it's JYF, which is Just Yell Fire. Mary, talk about that a little bit.
Okay, here is an amazing organization. Again, you talk about the power that one person, you know, the changes that they can make. This organization was started by a young girl back in 2006, who was 14 years old. She heard about a young girl about her age down in Florida who, I'm sure people would even remember this story. They had videotapes of this girl being kidnapped off the street on her way home, and she was found murdered. This young girl who started Just Yell Fire, who already was trained in martial arts, knew that if that girl knew just a couple of things that she knew, she felt she could have saved her life. So this girl started this organization, again, Just Yell Fire, and they have created these safety video films for girls, for young people to be able to come and watch and learn to how to protect themselves in situations like that. And it really is a revolution. It is a million girl revolution. It's gone unbelievably worldwide. It's in, 64 different countries now where they're bringing this program. And this time of year, when you have all kinds of kids and people getting their kids ready to go back to college, this is something that they need to take some time to introduce their kids to show them this video, to help teach them how to keep themselves safe.
Yeah, I think it's a very, very powerful thing here. JYF, it empowers girls to know their rights, to stand up for themselves, and to be aware of dangers that they face, and to escape violence when trouble finds them. I mean, this is definitely something that is very useful. Jeff, anything you want to throw at Mary?
Mary, I just want to say I appreciate you bringing some of these nonprofits, some light to these nonprofits. It's obviously a great cause that I didn't know about. Could you give us a little detail on potential ticket buyers going on to ticksforcause.com would have to do to pick Just Yell Fire as the cause that they're helping out with their ticket purchase?
Sure, Jeff. When they come to the site, all they have to do is they find the ticket that they want. Again, whether it's sports, concerts, theater, you name it. When they go ahead and click on that, a drop-down box will come, and they'll get to be able to select Just Yell Fire. Again, that organization is Just Yell Fire. It's as simple as it is. They go ahead and buy that, and then 7.5% of that ticket that they purchased will go directly to Just Yell Fire. And that's an important amount because the amount of money that you could make on an average transaction on Ticks for Cause allows them to be able to bring this kit to girls in schools all over the country, literally the world. So it's as simple as that.
You know, it's pretty interesting. Some of these statistics are absolutely staggering. That one out of four girls will be sexually assault victims before they graduate college. One out of three will be in some sort of abusive relationship. Those numbers to me are staggering, Mary. And I don't know. It's a crazy world in which we live. But the truth of the matter is having things like JYF, Just Yell Fire, those types of things will obviously help in the future and only make us better. So very good stuff as always, Mary. And you know, I want to touch on something that you brought up here in your email to me. Each and every week, you know, you shoot me something and we have a little banter back and forth about some sort of sports or whatnot. And I got to tell you, of course, I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. I have no love for the Arizona Cardinals. I know I live here. Obviously, I have no love for your Chicago Bears. I am a true blue person that is from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I absolutely love Green Bay Packer football and with a passion, to be honest with you. Every week, no matter where I am, I'm watching Green Bay Packer football, Mary.
Andy, we are going to have a good time this football season. Looking forward to it. And I think you bleed green, right?
Pretty much. I got to tell you, it's either green or it's going to be, it is pretty much all green because you got the Milwaukee Bucks, you got the Green Bay Packers, and then, you know, the True Blue Brew crew. So, I am a Wisconsin, diehard Wisconsin sports fan, no matter where I am in the country, Mary. So, yeah, we will definitely have a lot of fun with a lot of this stuff that'll be going on. And hey, I hope the Bears are competitive. I hope that the Vikings are competitive. And I just hope that the Packers wind up taking first. It doesn't matter, though.
You just hope they're a little more competitive, right?
Absolutely. Hey, Mary, as always, really, really appreciate you taking time out with us and talking about Ticks for Cause, and then obviously featuring a charity each and every week. It is an education beyond educations, to be honest with you, Mary. So appreciate you taking time out on your Sunday with us.
Thank you so much. On behalf of all of our organizations and us at Ticks for Cause, we appreciate it. Have a good week, guys.
You too. Mary Nemes from Ticks for Cause joining us as she does each and every week. Great cause. Check out the website. Get your tickets there. It is truly the website with a heart. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll be right back on the other side, breaking down the world of sports. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me here. You can get on board 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Just got done with Mary Nemitz from TicksForCause.com. Check out the website, people. Get your tickets there. It is truly the website with a heart. Jeff, a lot of things going on in the sports world. A lot of things happening where your neck of the woods, with Cleveland Cavaliers announcing, obviously, the return of one LeBron James coming back there. And then Kevin Love will be there in a couple of weeks. Can't have that thing go down until 30 days after the trade clause for Andrew Wiggins. That's going to go down. Other players are going to want to go there. Ray Allen specifically has mentioned that he would maybe be interested in going to Cleveland. You have Johnny Football happening. The era has begun. The Cleveland Indians are playing okay. They're not out of it. They're still hanging around. How does it feel to be a Cleveland sports fan right now, Jeff?
Well, I think it all centers around LeBron James returning home. And, there's question marks whether Johnny Manziel is even going to play, though he certainly made his case for it on Saturday night against Detroit. I would say that beyond Corey Kluber, the Indians are somewhat of a lost cause. But, I think that it all centers around the Cavaliers. Obviously, probably the biggest news of the summer, unless you're obsessed with the box scores, is LeBron James returning to Cleveland. On Friday night, he had his homecoming event in Akron where, he basically closed out with he doesn't have the energy to leave again and that he's there forever, perhaps alleviating some of the concerns about the length of the two-year contract. But, the story of the night, the story of the weekend has to be Johnny Manziel getting on the football field and playing against another team in the NFL. And, I think he answered the call somewhat. I didn't think he was spectacular like he was at Texas A&M. I thought that we saw when he tried to do the run option and get to the outside, these NFL defenders are a little bit quicker. But, there's certainly some exciting times. Obviously, the 13-12 final score, no touchdowns for the Browns last night, has some people concerned. But, of course, it's August 10th, so, hope still springs eternal, I guess.
Look, I don't read too much into preseason football. However, there are certain things that I'm looking for and certain things that I want to see players do. Johnny Football did a lot of the things that I expect out of him to do yesterday. I watched that game. I got a good feel for what he's capable of. And I'll tell you what, he had the ball thrown on a rope a few times where a lot of people talk about, he doesn't necessarily have the greatest arm strength. Well, I'll tell you what, he threw some very good passes, some tight spirals right on the numbers. And then, to what you're saying about not being able to get out to the edge, I did happen to catch a couple of nice runs where he got him a first down and kept drives going. Is there going to be some bad? Absolutely, man. Come on. I mean, the guy's a rookie. And there's a huge jump from the NFL or from college to the NFL. Okay, so I was actually very pleasantly surprised with what Johnny Football did. And I think that he kind of put a lot of people in their places a little bit because he's not a one-trick pony. The guy has a pretty good arm. And I'll tell you what, he's going to wreak havoc. And much to a lot of people's chagrin, he's going to be the starter of that football team. It's just a matter of when, Jeff. I'm sorry, but there's no way that guy's going to be sitting out for too long. I don't care what Hoyer does. It makes no difference. Johnny Football will be the quarterback in Cleveland sooner than later.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. My original thought was that Hoyer was going to start up until the bye week, but after seeing last night, not that Hoyer played particularly poorly. He had some bad luck. Some receivers dropped some balls, but he was 6-14 passing. I think Johnny put up similar numbers passing. They ran the ball a lot more with Johnny. And one thing to keep in mind is Johnny had played with the twos, so he had a backup offensive line in front of him. He might not he didn't have what projects to be the Browns' starters at the receiver positions at the wide receiver positions on opening day. I think that he has an actual chance to earn this job out of camp, and I wouldn't have said that before last night. I think that I think that when the pocket opened up and he took off on that third down play and ran for like 20 some yards, that was a play of the night, obviously. And he split, he split at the end of the play, which is a mistake a lot of young mobile former mobile college quarterbacks make. So I think that he's in good shape. He's making a good case for himself. He's got another two games. Typically the preseason is decided by three games, and when they play the Chicago Bears in week four, there's probably not going to be a lot to be figured out at that point. Maybe figuring out those 51st, 52nd, 53rd roster spots.
Yeah, I mean, and then looking around the league a little bit from some of the action, the Cardinals look exceptional. I got to watch a little bit of that game as well. Again, it's preseason. Don't want to read too much into it, but their defense once again looks like it's going to be what keeps them going for the most part. They get a 32-0 victory over the Texans, and on the other hand, when you don't score points in preseason, Jeff, I think you got some serious issues. It's preseason, for crying out loud. It's a free-for-all. Nobody really cares that much, and I think it's a very, very troubling for the Texans not scoring a point in a preseason game. Your thoughts?
How far have they fallen? I mean, this is a team that we were thinking Super Bowl before Arian Foster got hurt 2 seasons ago.
Yeah,
quarterback goes from a comfortable situation with Matt Schaub to a complete unknown. They don't spend the number one pick on a quarterback. It's arguable whether one was there considering Manziel fell so far. And Bortles goes to Jacksonville, and maybe Houston should have taken Bortles with the first pick. But you can't pass on a talent like Jadeveon Clowney. I wonder how long it's going to take Bill O'Brien to rebuild that program in Houston, because it seems like a little bit of a lost cause at this point.
Yeah, no, and speaking of Bortles, you know what? He looked okay, too. I mean, look, I think it's kind of cool when you got these young guys coming into this league. And look, they're going to be thrown into the wolves, and they're going to have to go out and perform sooner than later. And they show some capability. So Bortles didn't look too bad. Your thoughts about how he looked?
I didn't catch the Jacksonville game, so it's tough to say. But I saw plenty of this guy at Central Florida. They became the big story once they knocked off Louisville last year. So you kind of kept an eye on them. And he's got all the tools. I think that he's got he was first quarterback taken for a reason.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it plays out, but I'm not gonna get too upset about missing one start in August.
Dallas kind of doing what they do, obviously struggling a little bit, giving up 27 points to the Chargers, only scoring 7 themselves. Again, I don't want to make too much out of these games, but certain things seem to happen over and over. History repeats itself, if you know what I'm saying, Jeff. Like the Raiders making a lot of mistakes their first game out, double-digit penalties for a bunch of yards. The no defense in Dallas or in Houston. Certain things seem to happen over and over. And again, what I'm really trying to say is you want to take something away from these games, but not too much, especially when, the regular guys like – for the Green Bay Packers, no Aaron Rodgers, so take away from this what you want to take away from it. Like you said, games 3 and 4, that's when you start seeing the regular guys a lot more. So these first couple games, it's so that these coaches can figure out things and know which direction they're going to go. But you do want to see some positive things on the football field. And I got to say, Johnny Football was positive in his debut.
Absolutely, and I think that one thing that you can get out of the preseason is depth. Obviously, you don't want your starters to go 3 and out, 3 and out, and then have the backups take over for the rest of the game. But I think that you get to see a little bit of extra effort on special teams, almost more than you'd see in the what's perceived to be more than you'd see in the regular season, because we tend to showcase some of the lesser known guys in the exhibition season, but. I don't know that you can really take anything away from the starters, unless you see something like just drastically bad, And I've seen I saw the Browns get drubbed by the Giants a couple years ago in the Meadowlands, in a preseason contest that was on national TV. And that's the thing too is, the 2 or 3 of these games a week are going to be showcased so that the national broadcast announcers can. It's the preseason for them too, so you get some national exposure. And I think in those games are approached a little bit differently by the coaches.
Yeah, and then speaking of coaches, it seems like John Harbaugh just owns his brother Jim Harbaugh. Obviously, they get the victory 23-3, but I don't think he's beaten him in head-to-head matchups. That's got to wear on Jim, wouldn't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, you know, I think between the Harbaugh brothers, Jim is absolutely the more fiery one. He's always good for a better quote, but you know, this is a San Francisco team. You know, and again, you know, how much weight do you put on preseason final scores? But you know, the fact that you can only muster a field goal in a game that, you know, in a game against a team that you lost the Super Bowl to, you know, and it wasn't the only Super Bowl rematch of the weekend. You also had the Broncos. I was out to eat with a friend of mine that's a Denver Broncos fan, and he said, yeah, "Hey, we finally got our revenge for what happened in February." You know, of course, that's said in jest, but you know, I think that speaks to just how, you know, just how meaningless these preseason games are.
Yeah, I mean, it is preseason, but again, some certain things you want to see positive, and Johnny Football was definitely positive in my eyes. He's Jeff Rich. I can hear the music. I'm the Dorf Man. A lot of things happening in the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter, so keep it close. Going to get into some baseball with him. A lot to talk about there with Derek Jeter, sixth all-time on the hit list. I want to ask him if he really thinks of him as one of those top hitters. Anyways, Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Napa Know How!
Too many burgers topped with chicken fried steak dipped in nacho cheese would do a number to your arteries. Grime and sludge do the same to your engine, but without that delicious flavor. Luckily, Napa has Seafoam Motor Treatment for just $7. So with $7, grab some Seafoam at Napa and get your engine's arteries clean. And eat a vegetable every once in a while. Conquer the job with Napa Know How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 8/31/14.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Nick Bonsanto here, inviting you to join me on the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern, right here on Sports Byline. We'll talk about sports and, well, anything that's even closely related to sports. We'll do it all live from Las Vegas each and every day. We invite you in. Hope you will join us. We're the show that's bigger, bolder, and better. It's the Nick Bonsanto Show weekdays, 3 to 6 Pacific, 6 to 9 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Network.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich hanging out with me as he does each and every week. You can be anywhere and get in on the conversation. 1-800-878-7529. Lots of things to talk about. NFL preseason underway. this Tony Stewart situation, hitting a driver on foot, young Kevin Ward Jr., 20-year-old kid, passed away. This is going to get, we're going to find out more and more about this. This Ed O'Bannon deal is pretty interesting if you ask me. The Ray Allen situation, 39 years old, wants to come back and play for a contender. Go figure. Cleveland's a big draw. I'm not surprised at that, as Kevin Love will be coming to town pretty soon. So a lot of good things happening in Cleveland. A lot of good things happening in general. Speaking of which, we're now going to hook up with John Poulter, our professor of sports. And John, good morning. How you doing? A lot of things happening in the sports world on a Sunday, as always, but thanks for joining us, man.
Good morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing well, thanks. How are the two of you guys today?
I can't complain. I mean, it's beautiful where we sit. It's just a little bit hot, but at the end of the day, I'm not complaining that much, to be honest with you. I got to get into this right away. I find it really interesting to see Derek Jeter sixth all-time on the hit list. He's not a guy that I think of necessarily like that. Yeah, he's the captain. Yeah, he's a gamer. And, you know, he gets those tough singles. And in general, the way he got that hit is a typical Derek Jeter type play where he beat out a single in the infield. And, you know, look, he's a class act, a total class act. One of my favorites, to be honest with you, as far as baseball goes. I really think he is a true professional in all aspects. But when I look at him, I don't necessarily think of him as the sixth best hitter all time, but he's right there, and it's pretty damn impressive, to be honest with you. So your thoughts about Derek Jeter being the sixth all time on the hit list and his place in baseball history?
Well, I kind of agree with you from the standpoint that you look at the names and the numbers on that list, and it is kind of hard to put him in that top six at first glance. But when you think about it, you know, again, agreeing with you that, you know, he's a class act, and, you know, he's one of the real class acts for the Yankees. The Yankees tend to sort of all be swing and swagger, and Jeter's very conservative. He's very quiet. He's very much a team player. He's not your typical New York Yankee. I always think of your typical New York Yankee as being guys like Reggie Jackson, you know, that are all sort of full of energy and promoting themselves. Jeter is sort of the opposite of that. But and he's no longer a top-level shortstop. I mean, if he ever was, I mean, his range now is substantially less than it ever was. But I think the big thing with Jeter is that, A, he's been relatively healthy other than the last few years. He's got the longevity of playing 20 years, and most of those 20 years he's been on good teams that have gone deep into the pennant race, so he's got a lot of playing time, and because of that and the fact that the Yankees have always been a good team and he's been relatively healthy, he's probably got a lot of extra at-bats. Now, I've never looked at the number of at-bats he has had compared to the five guys that are ahead of him. But I, you know, I would have to sit back and look at it and say that he's definitely in the top 10. Whether he's in the top six, interesting question. Hard for me to comment because I never saw Stan Musial play, I never saw Ty Cobb play, and I never saw Tris Speaker play. So, you know, of the five guys ahead of him, you know, really Rose and Hank Aaron are the only guys that I saw. So pretty tough to compare, but definitely a class act, and I think he's a great story in terms of baseball. I wish they wouldn't overhype this last season thing as much as they have, but that's baseball, that's the Yankees.
Yeah, no, I agree with that, a lot of what you said, but, you know, look, it was kind of the same way for Mariano Rivera, where, you know, he had the whole year of going around and, you know, people, you know, giving him his props and whatnot. And, you know, I do think that Derek Jeter is very deserving of anything and everything that he gets. Like you said, the longevity that he's had, the 20 years, just an ambassador of the game. One of the good guys, to be honest with you, in baseball. And I think it's great seeing him on that list. As hard as it is to think about and put him in that category, he's right up there with some of the best. And to be doing it in this era, I think is very impressive. Jeff, your thoughts about Derek Jeter's accomplishment?
Oh, I think that I think he's had an amazing career. You know, I can remember pretty much the beginning of it, opening day in 1996 in Cleveland. He hits his first career home run. You know, a great player. You know, perhaps a little shot down by the public because of the hype or the overhype. But you know, what's he got? Five world championships. You know, and I know that there's a group that, you know, Mariano Rivera is among that group too. But you know, the Yankees have held it together, and I think that he's been the centerpiece of it. I don't know that I even put him in the top 10 among hitters. I don't even know that he's the top. You know, that he's the top all-time hitter on his current club. I'd like John's thoughts on his teammate, Ichiro, who played a good chunk of his career in Japan, when we're talking about great hitters as far as batting average is concerned.
Well, again, that's always a bit of controversy in terms of, you know, where does a guy that's played so well in Japan fit in? It's hard to not look at the numbers, but, you know, unless we watch the Japanese League on an everyday basis, it's pretty hard to determine where it ranks in terms of quality with the major leagues. My guess would be from the odd clip that I've seen, and I'm talking about less than 10 over the last few years, I would say that the Japanese League is probably about midway between AAA and the major leagues. You look at some of the guys that leave the major leagues as journeymen, and they go over to Japan and they tear the league apart. They come back and, with the odd exception, such as Cecil Fielder, most of them come back and they're pretty much the same player they were before they left, which tells me that the quality of the Japanese leagues is not quite the same as it is here, but certainly not something to be ignored, and very much an accomplishment either as a pitcher or a hitter for a guy that's played as long as he has in Japan.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, that's an interesting debate. Ichiro, a great hitter. Jeter passing Wagner, Hannes Wagner, sixth all-time on the list now. So interesting stuff going on there in New York, but not playing that great on the field. Baltimore has now got a six-game lead over not only the Yankees, but also Toronto, and then Tampa Bay 10 games back there. You know, we talked about this last week, and we're going to continue talking about this stuff, obviously, as the season gets going here in the hot stretch here where teams are going to be jockeying for postseason play. Do the Yankees have a fight in them? I mean, they aren't playing phenomenal by any means. Baltimore does seem to be the team that is stepping up at the moment, John.
Yeah, Baltimore's playing pretty solid. They were in Toronto this week, won two games. One was a rout, the other one was a little bit closer, and they got beaten fairly solidly themselves in the second game. So, you know, it's hard to say that Baltimore isn't going to be there. I felt that the Blue Jays had to sweep this series and at the very least take two out of three to consider themselves as serious contenders. And, you know, we've now got a situation where Kansas City is on a 9-1 roll, and all of a sudden they're the fifth best team in the league. They're in that second wild card spot, but, you know, only a game and a half behind them are three teams: the Yankees, Seattle, and Toronto. So that sort of might come out to be a very interesting race. While I don't think the Yankees are the best team talent wise on the field, the Yankees have that what I would call their 10th player, and that's their big checkbook. And you just have this gut feeling that if they're still close towards the end of August, Yankee management might get that checkbook out again and pick up somebody that's passed through waivers because of their salary, and all of a sudden add an important piece to that lineup.
That is the voice of John Poulter. Go ahead. Hold on one sec, Jeff. I just want to reset here. That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, John, you brought up the Kansas City Royals. Obviously, they're on a remarkable run right now, chasing down a playoff spot. And, you know, who'd have thunk that anybody could threaten Detroit once they picked up David Price to add to Verlander and Max Scherzer? Is Kansas City a team that's capable of winning a playoff series? Should they make it there?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I would have to say probably not. Simply because it looks like the LA Angels are pretty much cemented into that top wild card spot, which means that the one game playoff is in LA, They've got a big enough lead that the Angels can set up their rotation so that they've got their top of the rotation guys ready to roll. So I would have to think that Kansas City is going to be in tough. But, you know, they've got James Shields, and if they can clinch that last postseason spot in enough time to set up Shields to go in that one-game playoff, I mean, his nickname in Tampa Bay was Big Game James. And, you know, if you want a guy that's going to go in and pitch one game with a team, that might be the guy to look at. So if the Royals can could clinch a spot early enough that they can get Shields into that play-in game, yes, they do have a chance, but I think it depends on being able to set up Shields for that game.
Well, that said, are you ruling out the possibility of them catching Detroit for the division?
Yes, I am, simply because, you know, I just don't think Detroit's playing at top speed right now, and I don't think all of their pitching can be bad all of the time. I mean, they've got, as we talked last week, they've got a super strong five spot now, and I can't see all five of them going into a slump. And with those kinds of guys, you generally don't get three-game losing streaks. David Price is going today, and, you know, they're just too good of a team, in my opinion, both on the field with the bat and certainly with the pitching. Their weak spot might be their bullpen, but, you know, I just don't see Detroit in that division giving it up, quite frankly. Be an interesting story if Kansas City could come back and do it, but if I had a couple of dollars to go out and put on it, I'm not sure that I'd be doing it, Jeff.
Well, you know, only a couple minutes left here in this segment, John, and really appreciate you taking your time out as you do each and every week with us. I just got a closing statement on that, and then we'll move on real quickly because I want to touch on the Central and the National League because that's the best division in baseball. Look, anytime you make a trade, even when you bring in a guy like David Price, who you think is so is going to help your pitching staff, there's going to ultimately be a little bit of a transition period, and I think that's what Detroit is going through right now. With that being said, Milwaukee Brewers still atop the Central Division, 2.5-game lead over Pittsburgh, not St. Louis, the team that everybody thinks is so great and built for the postseason. This is the best division in baseball by far, John. Yes or no?
Oh, no question. I watched the last inning of the Milwaukee Dodger game last night, and Milwaukee came through when they needed to. You know, they're back to playing good ball now, and you know they've still got that great record at home. They're playing well on the road too. I mean, they're 7 games above 500 at home and 6 on the road, so that's pretty consistent. And I still think that the biggest issue with St. Louis is that they miss Yadier Molina a lot more than they ever thought they would and a lot more than any of us thought. He's been out for over a month now. He's still on the 15-day disabled list, so they obviously feel that they're going to get him back. But we always knew that this guy was a key player, but I always thought that he was a key, but not that big of a key. And
right. It
looks as though he is maybe one of the big issues here.
Absolutely. John, I hear the music. Appreciate you taking time out with us as you do each and every Sunday. Look forward to catching up with you next week, man. Have a great week.
Thanks, guys. My pleasure as always, and look forward to next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us as he does each and every week. We break it down, Major League Baseball or NHL hockey, you name it. We've got you covered there. Keep it close. One final segment. Jeff and I are going to put our final thoughts in this, and then another hour with Fred Wallen. So keep it close. A lot happening in the sports world, as always. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention, if you've had hip replacement surgery and suffered any complications, you need to listen to this important legal alert. Major manufacturers have made billions of dollars available to award legal claims for defective hip implants. Thousands of these defective hip implants have been recalled by various manufacturers. If you've had hip surgery and suffered complications, you may be entitled to receive significant compensation to help you deal with your complications. You may be eligible to receive money to help with medical expenses, lost wages, and pain and suffering. Protect yourself by hiring an experienced trial attorney. Our partner law firms are experts in hip replacement surgery lawsuits. Find out now if you're eligible to receive any of the $2.5 billion hip settlement fund. Call now for free information. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. 800-296-1360. That's 800-296-1360.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich hanging out with me. Got to thank John Poulter, our professor of sports, for jumping in as is, he does each and every week. And then Mary Nemitz from ticksforcause.com. Check it out. It's a website truly with a heart. Ticks, the number 4, cause.com. Get your tickets for NFL, get your tickets for music events, anything that you can think of, they've got you covered. Final words here, Jeff, in this hour, and we haven't talked about it at all, but it is happening here later today, the PGA Championship, Rory McIlroy leading 13 under par, Weisberger 12 under par, Ricky Fowler 11 under par, Phil Mickelson 10 under par. Is that enough to get you to watch this Sunday, this event where Phil Mickelson is in the hunt? No Tiger, but we've got Phil.
Oh, absolutely. I think that Rory McIlroy is worth the price of admission. The way that he's been playing lately, I think that he's, you don't want to compare anything to Tiger in 97, 98, but you know, I think that Rory is finally stepping up. I think that he's got his game together, and he's piecing together a good couple of weeks of golf here.
No, I mean, look, Rory McIlroy has been very impressive ever since breaking up with his girlfriend, the equipment problems that he had, you name it. Things have really, really come together for this kid, and he's back to being the number one player in the world, and he's showing it on a week-in and week-out basis. He has just been able to dominate the field the last couple of major championships, and very impressive by Rory McIlroy, Jeff.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing him win today and win in the future.
Not only that, he's a nice kid. It's good to see. He's a young kid, too. So he's one of those young guns in golf, and just good to see. Anyways, I hear the music. Means we got to get the heck out of here for this hour. Jeff, as always, really appreciate it. We'll catch up with you in about 25 minutes or so. Keep it close. Another hour on the horizon. Fred Wallen from Los Angeles, California, joins me. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
Islamic State militants have killed at least 500 members of Iraq's Yazidi minority in northern Iraq, burying some of their victims alive and kidnapping hundreds of women. That's according to a Baghdad government minister on Sunday. The insurgents' advance through northern Iraq has forced tens of thousands to flee, threatened the capital of the Kurdish Autonomous Region, and provoked the first U.S. airstrikes in the area since Washington withdrew troops from Iraq in 2011. An Iranian air passenger plane bound for northeast Iran with 48 passengers and crew on board crashed on a road near Tehran's airport on Sunday, killing at least 38 people. Israel said on Sunday it was prepared for protracted military action in Gaza and would not return to Egyptian-mediated ceasefire talks as long as Palestinians kept up cross-border rocket and mortar fire. You're listening to IRN, USA Radio News.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-432-0360. That's 1-800-432-0360. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-432-0360. 1-800-432-0360. That's 1-800-432-0360.
A Ukrainian military spokesman on Sunday dismissed a call for a ceasefire by a separatist leader, saying this could only take place once rebels had shown white flags and surrendered. Meanwhile, the separatists stepped back from their earlier talk of possible ceasefire and said the Ukrainian army had first to end military action. Government forces on Sunday tightened the circle around the rebels' main redoubt, the big industrial city of Donetsk. Residents there reported heavy shelling from early in the morning. With Congress on August recess after failing to agree on a plan to help fix the country's pressing immigration problems, President Barack Obama is poised to take matters into his own hands with executive actions. Whether the president will act without Congress on immigration and other pressing issues has emerged as a thorny political question. Critics argue he is intent on violating the Constitution to achieve his political agenda, while supporters say he is being forced into action because of the Capitol Hill dysfunction. This is IRN, USA Radio News.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Eight firefighters who suffered minor injuries while battling a wildfire in Northern California were released from a hospital early on Saturday. According to California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection spokeswoman, the firefighters were battling a fire that was triggered by lightning and has caused the evacuation of 58 homes. A cable news host is comparing Israel to a terrorist group in what one media watchdog says is an example of bias in the press. IRN USA's Jason Wirt reports.
Media watchdogs have been taking the mainstream media outlets to task for biased coverage of Israel in the current Gaza conflict. Rich Noyes of Newsbusters tells IRN USA Radio News that one MSNBC host even compared Israel's actions to Al-Qaeda on 9/11.
Joy Reid on MSNBC equating the Israelis to perpetuating 9/11s on the people of Hamas. Well, the 9/11 was a terrorist attack against civilians in the United States, not an action of self-defense after rocket attacks, kidnappings, all sorts of attacks that Israel has endured. I think that is something that shows a huge sea change in the way the media have been covering the Middle East.
Noyes anticipates the bias against Israel will become more pronounced. IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jason Wirt.
Incumbent Governor Neil Abercrombie conceded defeat on Saturday as Hawaii voters overwhelmingly backed his challenger in the state's Democratic primary, even as local authorities and residents cleaned up debris from a tropical storm and tried to prepare for an approaching hurricane. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Precious Watson.
My joints used to kill me.
I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, and good afternoon to others. Welcome to Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tragic day in NASCAR, as Tony Stewart has hit a driver and killed young Kevin Ward Jr., 20-year-old driver. Not totally sure of all the details on this thing yet. They'll just keep unfolding in the days to come, but very tragic accident for sure. At least that's what they're calling it right now, an accident. We'll find out what happened more and more, like I said, throughout the week. Johnny Football has begun. They lose in Motown, but ultimately Johnny Football has begun, and people probably in Cleveland excited about that, among other things that they should be excited about. LeBron James returning back to Cleveland, Kevin Love on his way, and Ray Allen and maybe some other superstars will probably join that cause. Let's be honest about that. And then the Ed O'Bannon thing. Very interesting how that thing has developed. Says it's just the tip of the iceberg and just the beginning. Speaking of just the beginning, Fred Wallen, good morning. How are you, man?
Very warm here in Southern California. Lots of things happening in sports, and we'll talk about it this hour right here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Will we not, Andy Dorf?
Absolutely, and you know, I know that Ed O'Bannon thing has got to hit home with you. We've talked about it in past weeks and whatnot, and the developments and whatnot, so I'll be interested to get your take on that, but we're just getting warmed up. A lot of things to talk about. Like I said, Johnny Football underway. Cardinals play last night looked really good. Texans don't put up any points. Shocking to do that in a preseason game. A lot of things happening, as always. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
If you owe the IRS or state back taxes, listen to me. We can save you a lot of headaches and money. There are a lot of scams out there that promise to settle your tax debts for pennies on the dollar and charge large upfront fees to do it. Call Community Tax Relief. They have an experienced team that can help you negotiate a lower tax bill. They offer a free consultation, and most importantly, there are no large upfront fees. Charles owed the IRS $23,000. Community Tax Relief settled for $1,800. And Sheila's $55,000 tax bill was settled to around $4,000. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, call or save this number now. Results may vary.
800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 800-917-1275, 917-1275.
Look, kid, when guys like us walk into a facility in the morning, we can smell a problem. No one needs to hand us a work order. We already know it. Today, for instance, we need a new gearbox, 6 globe valves, and a dozen ballasts. And when I smell a problem, Granger smells that I smell a problem. They help me keep this place up and running. Now that's the kind of smell I like. The sweet smell of success. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, clickgranger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. La,
la, la. Why does consultant Jack Carey stay at La Quinta? Because only La Quinta sends Jack a ready-for-you alert the second his room is ready. So Jack knows exactly when he can check in and tune up for his big presentation. And when Jack's all tuned up, you know what happens?
Well done, Jack.
Incredible work.
Presentation perfection.
His clients sing his praises. La Quinta Inns and Suites is ready for you, so you'll be ready for business. The Ready For You Alert, only at LaQuinta.com.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. Fred, I want to get into this Ed O'Bannon thing. Because you and I have talked about it in recent weeks and as it's been developing and whatnot. Basically, if I'm not mistaken, it's about being able to get student athletes paid for what they do. And I believe they capped it at $5,000 or something like that. However, with that being said, we had to really think that this was going to happen, that the NCAA is going to appeal the O'Bannon ruling, which they have decided to do this morning, I believe. But basically what it does is it opens the doors to pay for play from college athletes. Yes or no?
No, just college football and college basketball. Doesn't cap it at 5,000. That's the least it can be. It's not going to hold up in court because of Title IX, and it's not going to hold up in court because other athletes in other sports will take this to court. Forget the female side of it, just the male side of it. You play college baseball, you don't draw, but you're going to make the case that you still should get the same deal as college basketball and college football players get. But assuredly, Title IX is going to win over here. You can't just limit it to the men who play college football and the men who play college basketball. There's no way in hell this is going to hold up in court. There's going to be some ruling at some level that either everybody gets paid or nobody gets paid. And again, the minimum is $5,000 per year. So the judge Wilkin indicated the minimum is $5,000 per year. So just multiply that by 4 years, times every athlete in every sport at every school, and you'll see what we have, which is a big, big mess. Now, again, a scholarship to Stanford is worth how much money to you, and if you graduate, how much is it worth to you over your lifetime? A degree from USC, UCLA, Duke, Northwestern, any top-notch type school, was worth a lot of money to you over the years. I think the kids deserve more money, but I don't think the kids deserve a minimum of $5,000, and assuredly not just in the two sports. Now, again, the two sports are the two sports that in most places make money, but it's not going to hold up in court. It sounded good. It's been up there now for 48 hours, but believe me, the NCAA, and then if they lose, Title IX people are going to go crazy, so it can't possibly hold up.
Well, what it does, though, is it opens the door for all athletes to get paid, is really what I was trying to say there, Fred. Yeah, he's starting with the basketball and the football, but truthfully, what it does is it lays the groundwork for all student athletes to get paid eventually.
No, it doesn't. It says because they make these sports make money. The other sports don't. It doesn't say anything about the other sports. My point is it's going to have to go to court because Title IX, 40 years, has done wonders for women's athletics, female athletics. I mean, it's given them 50% of the money. In some campuses, they've got actually more sports going on than the males do to balance things out. And because obviously women don't play football, so you have to balance out that 85 scholarship limit in other ways. So, no, I think this limits it to college football and college basketball, which makes it a loser going in. There's no way you can limit it just to those two sports. It has to change. I mean, she wrote 100 pages, but by limiting it to college football and college basketball, she basically knows she lost it at the next level. There's no possible way that the people who believe strongly in Title IX, who will allow this. There's just no way. So the numbers are whacked way out of line, minimum of $5,000. Because now if it goes to court and everybody gets paid, obviously they can't afford to pay everybody $5,000 times 4 years. So minimum of everybody. And then my first question when I read it was, would the top-notch quarterback get more money than the 85th player on the football squad? You tell me, Andy. I tried to read as much of the 100 pages as I could. I don't know what she said.
I'm reading it too, and I guess I'm reading something that's wrong, because what I'm reading is it says the payment authorized by Judge Wilkin in the formal injunction is capped at $5,000 per athlete per year of competition.
I read it the 180 degrees differently. The minimum they can be paid is $5,000 per athlete. So, if I read a different report, that's very possible, but I don't think so. I think it's the other way. I actually think it the minimum that they can be paid is $5,000 if their likeness is used by the NCAA. But let's just say it's capped at $5,000. Yeah, that's multiply 5,000 by 4 years by how many athletes on every campus, how many schools right now are making money? There are, of the 100 and what we're doing here. Well, first of all, of the 120 something schools that play big time football, how many of them make money? You tell me. I don't know. 20, 30.
I would say more than that these days with all the TV and endorsements and whatnot. I would say more than 20 schools are making money.
Okay, let's say 50. What about the other 80?
Again, I don't have the exact numbers, but I would have to think that they're making more money than we think. And even the smaller schools are doing okay. Football is the breadwinner. Let's be honest.
No, but I'm not questioning. They could be making money in football. I'm not questioning that. What I'm saying is the athletic department making money? I'm not arguing if football makes money. I'm saying, does football cover the cost of the other 25 sports on campus? You tell me how many schools that is the case. I don't know. You say more than 20, 25. I say, okay, I'll give you 50. I don't know how many exactly. But I guarantee you a lot of them are losing a lot of money on college athletics because their football program, basketball program is not bringing in enough to pay for everything else. Remember, because of Title IX and because there are other male sports that don't draw a nickel. I mean, track and field, many places won't draw a nickel. You've got to have track and field, right? So my point is, so if 50 make money and 80 don't, how do these 80 now add, How do they get any student into school? Because the point is, if you're an athlete and you're being recruited in high school, and if it's capped at 5,000 or the minimum is 5,000, we're not sure about that because Andy reads it the one way and I read it the other way on Friday. But the point is, let's say it's capped at 5,000. How many schools can afford $5,000 per
student?
Well,
but let's take it a little further, actually, Fred. When I think about it, you know, not only would they be getting paid money, right?
Right.
They also get paid or not paid, but they get to go to school for free as well.
Yes, free
So let's talk about the amount of money that they're actually really making when you really think about it is, you know, to send a kid to school these days is not cheap. It probably costs somewhere in the neighborhood of $100,000 or more a year with living and food.
Some campuses, sure.
Right? I mean, for the most part, let's say it's $100,000 a year. So really, you know, when you really put it all together, a kid like this actually walks away with almost $500,000, maybe more in some cases, when you really think about the actual value of how much money is being put into that young man's education or young woman, whatever, however
well,
it's
even,
put.
And even if it's a public institution where, let's say, it only costs you $10,000 a year plus room and board and whatever, so let's say it's $20,000.
Yeah.
Even at $20,000, it's a lot of money. So I don't think this can hold up. Title IX is going to certainly get involved here. The NCAA is certainly going to get involved. The NCAA has already said it's going to get involved here. And you know, it's fun to talk about, but I don't think it's going to happen right away.
All right. It's definitely an interesting one. And the more I think about it, the more it does bother me, to be honest with you. But anyways, he's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. On the other side, we're going to hook up with Jeff Rich, probably get into some Cleveland stuff with him because obviously Johnny Football happened last night. And LeBron James, Kevin Love, and whoever else is going to go to the Cleveland Cavaliers. So keep it close. He's Fred Wallen. I'm the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports. And this would be the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too.
Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
All righty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Fred Wallen. He's in Los Angeles, California. Dorfman in Phoenix, AZ. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Hit us up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. Shoot Fred an email, sportsfred@aol.com. We're now going to be joined by Jeff Rich, Fred, the guy who covers Cleveland sports. He is obviously part of the College Football Roundtable and does the first hour with me on a regular basis as well. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, guys. Good to hear you.
Tell people once again how they can check you out on Twitter and then also with your College Roundtable stuff, man.
Yeah, get me on Twitter. I like to talk about anything and everything at J Rich Radio, and the website is College Football Roundtable. That is CFBRoundtable.com.
Look, you and I talked about it a little bit in the first hour, but that was on our own without Fred Wallen, a guy that is very, very, very tough on Johnny Football. Doesn't like him flat out. I'm just going to speak for Fred. I know he doesn't like him. Doesn't like the fact that you know, he's been given everything and has lived a pretty good life, and you know, is the way that he is. But ultimately, talent is what gets you places, and Johnny Football has talent. We saw it last night. A guess, was there some bad? Sure. Was there some good? Absolutely. But all in all, I think you got to think positively about his future in the NFL and for the Cleveland Browns. Fred, did you happen to check out any of Johnny Football's debut?
No, but I read about it, and Brian Hoyer played okay, and Manziel played okay. That's fine. I just think, because of his attitude, he's going to have a hard time and a hard way to go in the National Football League. Other players are going to see this attitude, and they're not going to like this attitude. That's all. And I saw that attitude at Texas A&M, and I saw it for 2 years at Texas A&M, and I didn't like it, and some of his teammates didn't like him. And I just don't think he's going to get away with it quite as easily as people think. And beyond that, I remember Hoyer at Michigan State. He was a darn good quarterback. When he's played in the NFL, he's played well. It's not like Hoyer is just going to lay down here and die. You know, he's a top-notch, you know, I mean, he doesn't have the notoriety of a Johnny Manziel, but Brian Hoyer is not a bad player. I mean, I think he could be a good NFL quarterback, if not in Cleveland, elsewhere. I think he's a good quarterback.
Jeff, look, the bottom line is, Fred, whether you want to admit it or I want to admit it, Johnny Football is going to be the starter of that team. It's not a matter of Izzy. It's a matter of when is he going to be the starter of that team. And truthfully, look, if they get out of the gate slow, you know, like a lot of people think, by the bye week, yeah, he'll be in there. But with what I saw last night, I got to think that this is an open competition. Jeff, your thoughts. Open competition now that Johnny Football made his debut, or is this Hoyer's job to lose?
Well, I mean, it's Hoyer's job to lose in a sense that, you know, he's got the experience. He, you know, his chance was cut short last year. But, you know, the Browns have been chasing a quarterback since they got back to the league in 1999. They have an exciting prospect like Johnny Manziel. You know, there was a little bit of hype surrounding Brady Quinn, but nothing like what's going on with Manziel. And I got to say that I tend to agree with Fred on a lot of this. You know, I like good attitudes. I like good people. You know, I think that ultimately, being a good human being makes you a good teammate, and you know, and that leads to success. And I'll be the first to say I was very critical of Manziel at Texas A&M, especially after he was suspended for the autograph stuff. Suspended for the first half of the first game against Rice last year. And he sat there in a visor doing the little money Manziel thing, you know, doing the mock autograph signings and things like that. So, you know, from last year to this year, I hope he's grown up a lot. And it didn't appear that had been the case between the draft and the beginning of training camp. But he seems a little bit humbled. I don't want to fully vindicate him from all wrongdoing. But hopefully he's growing up. But Brian Hoyer, you don't forget, this is a guy that played for Bill Belichick, for Ken Whisenhunt, for Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. So he sat behind Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger. He's got a good resume. I know being the backup to the guy doesn't make you the guy himself, but I think that Brian Hoyer's got a good chance to at least audition for other teams, knowing that Manziel is going to be the future of this football team.
Well, and I think that's the nail on the head right there. Johnny Manziel is the future quarterback of that team. Hoyer's time, whether or not the guy's capable or not, you can't draft Johnny Football and then not put him in as the starter, can you, Fred? I mean, eventually the guy has to be the starter.
Depends on how he plays, and it depends if you start off winning. I'm going to repeat, it's not like Hoyer is a piece of garbage. He's a darn good quarterback. He always has one at Michigan State. When he's had his chances in the NFL, he has played exceptionally well, had the injury last year. I think Hoyer could certainly hold him off. And, again, if I'm a teammate and the coaching staff pushes Hoyer aside while he's playing well, if I'm a teammate, I'm not going to be very happy with that. I'm going to think that Manziel, again, is getting special privileges. And so let's see how the team reacts to the two guys, one who isn't getting notoriety and the second who is getting notoriety. Let's see how teammates react to these two guys. I don't know. I'm not in camp. All I can tell you is that if I were a teammate of one or the other, I would try to pay attention to who treats other teammates better than the other, and my guess would be it's Hoyer treating players better than Manziel, because Manziel, again, historically has not done so.
Jeff,
so we're hearing a lot of that from the veterans. We're hearing veterans walk off the field saying that Brian Hoyer is the starting quarterback of this team. And, I know that we've got a small sample size on Mike Pettine as a head coach, but he's a no-nonsense guy. He's not going to start a guy because of the hype. He's going to start the guy that gives his football team the best chance to win.
No, and that's a good point. That's what you have to do in the National Football League. Listen, one final thing on this, and then I want to switch gears quickly on the LeBron James, Kevin Love situation there in Cleveland as well with the Cavs. Had trouble running the football. Johnny Football, the leading rusher, obviously that one really nice scramble, but is that going to be an issue all season, or will they get their running game situated?
I'll tell you, that's got to be up in the air right now. This is Kyle Shanahan bringing the zone blocking scheme to Cleveland. I think that they certainly have the talent at running back with Ben Tate and Terrence West and Isaiah Crowell and Deion Lewis is probably going to be the odd man out there. So, I think that they're going to run the ball probably 60 to 65% of the time, which is a little bit, which is way above the league average, considering that, this league has been branded as a passing league.
Yeah, again, it'll be interesting. You know, every year brings optimism for many a teams. At the end of the day, only a handful make it to the postseason, and then obviously we just have one winner at the end of the day. But speaking of one winner, LeBron James going back to Cleveland, as we all know. Kevin Love on his way with the deal being done with Andrew Wiggins, but it can't be official for 30 days because they made that clause. Here's my question. I got a couple of them, first of all. But mostly I wanted to get to this one. How would you feel if you're Andrew Wiggins? You've been lied to already in the NBA by your coach telling you, hey, look, we're not going to trade you. We're keeping you, and you're going to help us with the future of this ball club. So if you're Andrew Wiggins, how do you feel right now?
I think he gets his own identity. I think he's been treated completely unfairly amidst these rumors. I'm not a huge fan of this trade for Kevin Love. I understand why it was done, and I know that they're putting the present above the future by making a move like this. If I'm Andrew Wiggins, I got a chip on my shoulder. I'm going to go to the Timberwolves, and I'm going to show them that I'm worth the hype, and I'm going to go play some lockdown defense for Flip Saunders, and hopefully Minnesota can put somewhat of a team around me. He's only 19 years old, but you know, in the next 3 or 4 years, so, you know, hopefully they can get the pieces to make Andrew Wiggins a big name in the NBA.
Fred, is this just such a business these days that, you know, people lie right to your face? I mean, it happens every single day, but his coach flat out told him, we're not trading you. Andrew Wiggins, got to have a bad taste in his mouth, yes or no?
Just like radio, people lie to you. So the bottom line is, like any business, people lie to you. I don't see that as any shock. I'll tell you this, Cleveland is going to be paying $100 million extra over the 4 years. If you think of Love's salary at $24 million a year versus Wiggins, like $4 million a year. So, you know, 5 years, that's a lot of difference, $120 million versus $20 million. So over 5 years, that's a $100 million difference. They better win is all I can tell you.
Hey, with all that being said, look, they've got themselves two very, very good NBA basketball players, two of the best, to be honest with you. Kevin Love, great passing. Obviously, LeBron James, his vision of the floor, just everything that he does. They're going to make everybody out there better. I think the future is very bright, at least the near future for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They go from being you know, one of the worst teams in the Eastern Conference to being one of the best teams in the Eastern Conference and having a shot to go to the NBA championship, the NBA Finals. So pretty amazing how things have turned there in Cleveland, Jeff.
Well, they haven't turned yet. You know, when we're covering a championship parade in downtown Cleveland, I think that's when we could say that they've turned. They've been on the doorstep many times in the last 50 years, but haven't been able to get it done. I'm talking collectively as a city. The Cavaliers have been to one NBA Finals and didn't win a game against San Antonio. Hey, we're going to wait and see.
Jeff, one more time before we let you run, because I hear the music. How do people check you out and give them your Twitter?
Hey, let's get it on Twitter at JRichRadio. I'm open for any conversation. And the website is CFBRoundtable.com. It's part of the More Than a Fan Network. Check out the homepage for More Than a Fan at morethanafan.net.
Appreciate your time as always, Jeff. We'll catch up with you next week. Keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. Fred Wallen in L.A., Dorfman in Phoenix. You can be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. When we return, Fred and I will continue breaking down the world of sports. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Looking for a new way to play fantasy sports? Join ScoreStreak today. It's the easier, better fantasy site with no salary cap. Just pick three players in each of the three selected categories. The higher your goal is for the players, the more points you can win. Compete against your friends and others for real cash. This is totally legal and is based in the United States. Just register at ScoreStreak.com. Draft any athletes for your categories and go for a perfect score. No salary caps, no headaches, no problem. Go to ScoreStreak.com to learn more and win big.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous 3/4-inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick-click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first-quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself?
Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen in Los Angeles, California. Lots of things going on in the sports world. A little recap here for you. Tony Stewart hit a driver. Young Kevin Hart Ward Jr., 20-year-old driver, last night. He's passed away, and I don't exactly know what's going on. We'll find more details as this thing develops here in the next couple few days, but obviously a very tragic accident there. At least at this point, it is being called an accident. Just amazing, to be honest with you. Crazy. I guess Tony Stewart, I don't know if you know much about this, Fred, but I guess Tony Stewart bumped him, knocked him into the wall. He then got out of his car, was going to confront Tony Stewart, and Tony Stewart wound up hitting him with the back of his tire, I guess, or his back tire, and the young man has been announced dead at the age of 20, and a tragic loss for NASCAR, and obviously our hearts and prayers go out to the Ward family.
Horrible. A 20-year-old kid who's been in racing since he's four, but obviously even under caution, you don't walk across the track, and that's what happened, and it was horrendous. And first, Tony Stewart said he was going to race today at Watkins Glen, but he changed his mind, and I think we can understand that. And I saw a little bit of it on YouTube, and it was just horrible. Kevin got underneath some way the car after he was hit by the tire, and he was dragged a little period of space. And when he got to the hospital, he was, as you indicated, pronounced dead at 20 years of age. It's racing's a very rough sport, and I used to argue, and I've done racing post game, post race shows, and things like that, and pre race shows at Riverside out here in Southern California. I'm not really into it because I'm not mechanical, and to me, racing is more car than human, and I like it to where it's more human than car. But the point is, it's so dangerous, and you feel so badly for that family. And 20 years of age. He had 60, 70 years to live and may have become a great driver, may have been a great person, and it's just horrible.
Yeah, unbelievable. Absolute tragedy there, 100%. And just, at first I was looking at it as maybe it was a malicious act, and the more that I've heard about it, obviously Tony Stewart very broken up about this situation and made the right choice. Not racing today, and just a tragic, tragic accident there in NASCAR. Kevin Ward Jr. passing away, 20 years old, just really unbelievable. And as I'm watching TV right now, they're actually at that course, and I'm watching it. And I'm sure there's a lot of things that they're talking about right now, and I would have to think it's just going to be tough for everybody out there today, Fred. I mean, when you lose a family member, and again, it's an extended family, but the truth of the matter is, all these guys are pro athletes. They're athletes, and they are a family together. So this is a tragic occurrence for all of NASCAR. But again, hearts and prayers go out to the Ward family for sure.
Andy, let's go back to what we talked about in the first segment, because I found the article on the report, and I emailed it to you, but let me just read this to you.
Okay.
To know how crazy this whole thing is. It could be, okay? This is Wilkin, the judge, writing now. The NCAA will be allowed to set a cap on the amount of money that may be held in trust, but that cap cannot be less than $5,000 in 2014 dollars for every year the athletes remain academically eligible. So the lowest it can be is $5,000 per student, could be $20,000 per student. And let me, okay, how about this? The NCAA also will have rules that prevent schools from offering different amounts of deferred money to athletes who are in the same recruiting class on the same team, which now means, now I understand, that the first-string quarterback cannot make more than the 85th player on the football team. So if you want to recruit somebody and you say to them, I'll give you $20,000 extra per year in trust, you got to give everybody in that recruiting class $20,000 in trust. Now think about that over 4 years.
I got to think that's where things are going to get a little dirty and slimy, Fred, because there's no way that they're going to be able to do that first and foremost. You know, and I think it makes your point is very valid. The number one quarterback is more important than the number four quarterback, okay, obviously. So it goes without saying, and I find that very interesting. And to me, that's when things are going to get a little dirty and they're going to make some mistakes and someone's going to do something that they're not supposed to, and it's not going to be totally kosher.
I agree. I mean, it's going to be in trust, and if there's a way to guarantee that everybody's making exactly the same, I don't know if there is such a thing in this world of guaranteeing anything. But when you're recruiting a kid, let's say you're recruiting two quarterbacks, and let's say the number one kid you're recruiting ends up as the four-string quarterback by the time he's a senior, and the other guy becomes all-conference or all-American type player, you've got to give them both the same. I don't know if this judge, and she wrote 100 pages, knows anything about collegiate sports. You know what I'm trying to say? Based
sure.
on that, I would have to question that. I mean, if you know what I'm saying, because what you're saying here is you can't bid one kid against another, but you also can't afford to pay everybody $20,000 over 4 years, and it could be $20,000 over 1 year, based on the minimum cap is $5,000. So my point is, if you're UCLA and you offer one kid $20,000 in trust, Stanford comes along and offers them $25,000 in trust, and everybody in that, let's say, 15-man recruiting team gets $25,000 a year in trust. I mean, I don't know how you pay everybody like that. And that's just if it was just football and basketball, which it won't be. It can't be, because every other athletic endeavor will sue. There's no question about it. If I'm a parent of a college baseball player, I'm going to sue if the NCAA loses in its suit. And if the NCAA suit's going to take forever, you know that. It's going to be like a Donald Sterling thing. It's going to go up and up and up and up to the highest court in the land. I don't know what they're going to rule at the top of this, but I know they're not going to rule against Title IX. So I don't know what the women are going to say. Hey, guys are getting $20,000 or $25,000 extra or even $5,000 extra per year for their 4 years of eligibility, and we're only getting $200 a month to pay for room and board. I don't really think the women's softball players are going to be thrilled with that.
At the end of the day, I don't think this is going to fly. I really don't.
I agree.
I think, you know, this is just too much. And
I agree.
I mean, look, they're getting a free education. I mean,
Yep.
That's $100,000 at a lot of these top universities, easily $100,000 a year with room and board, you name it. There's no way this is going to fly. And I think it's really a shame, to be honest with you, when you have kids that are smart, intelligent, and they go out and they try. This is basically what I really look at this, Fred, is they're trying to beat the system, you know, and it's almost a slap in the face to any athlete, you know, that has played college athletics, to be honest with you, who didn't receive that kind of treatment. And this definitely hits me in the wrong way, to be honest with you. I really don't like it. The more that I hear it, the more that I think about it, the more that we discuss it, this just can't work. I'm sorry. The Ed O'Bannon thing is is beyond belief, to be honest with you. So shocking, to be honest. But I know that the NCAA has got a bunch of smart people too, and they're not going to let this thing fly, Fred. So at the end of the day, I think it's something we're just going to be talking about, and it'll never, ever go to pass. But we'll see what happens. I've been wrong before. Speaking of being wrong, you know, we haven't really talked much about it. Only a few minutes left. Rory McIlroy, on top of that leaderboard of the PGA Championship, has a one-shot lead over Weisberger, and then a couple of other guys in the mix, Ricky Fowler, Jason Day, and then your favorite guy, a guy that we're both not very fond of, Phil Mickelson, is at 10 under par, too. So the question is that enough to get you to watch on Sunday? Are you intrigued by Phil Mickelson being somewhat in the hunt? Are you intrigued by Ricky Fowler being in the hunt? And are you intrigued by Rory McIlroy maybe winning another major championship?
I'll watch a few minutes of it. I'm not going to say I'm not going to watch it all, but it's certainly, obviously, you're getting to the Tiger scenario. I mean, if Tiger's in there, everybody's watching. He was eliminated the first couple of days. But I'll watch a few minutes of it, I guess, versus watching baseball. But mostly I'll be watching baseball today. And going to the market with my wife and things like that. It's not my number. It's not going to be my number one priority. And usually the PGA Championship I do watch, but it's Tiger like everybody else. I mean, the ratings are up if he's in, and the ratings are down if he's not in. And I'm the public. And I was hoping he would come back after the back ailment last week, but apparently back's still bothering him. And you know, he's getting up there, and I still think eventually he'll come back and have another couple good years, but never to the point where he was totally dominating.
Yeah, and speaking of that, you know, Rory McIlroy got this thing turned around when he lost Carolyn Wozniacki, his girlfriend, when he got the situation figured out with his team, the equipment that he was using, you name it. It seems like he's really turned things around, gotten himself in the right state of mind, and I think that that's important too. You know, when you think about when you perform at your best, or I perform at my best, my head is clear, my mind is free, you know, and I'm able to go out there and just be in the moment of what I'm enjoying. Because at the end of the day, it should be an enjoyment, and it should be fun. And I think I see that love for the game and the passion that Rory once had, I see it. I see the fire back in his step, and it's good to see, to be honest with you. And look, I'm all about guys earning their stripes, and you know, I'm old school to a certain degree that, you know, I don't like to see, you know, young guys come in. I was tough on Eli Manning when he called his shots and whatnot, and you know, I wanted him to prove himself before he went out and caused all kinds of waves. But ultimately, Rory McIlroy, a very quiet guy, goes about his business. Truly a guy that I think appreciates the game and all that it's offered him and given him. And it's good to see this guy back on top of the world, Fred. It really is.
Yeah, he's fun to watch. I mean, there's no question. And I agree with you about his breakup and his life. And seems to be a good guy. And you like good guys to do it. And the only reason I'm anti-Phil Mickelson is the comment he made about the taxes in this country.
Sure.
Because here's other than that, I have nothing against Phil. It's just that simply that, and his wife went through cancer, and God was good, and she, I'm not religious, but she's safe now and healthy now. But the point I'm trying to make is his comment about taxes are too high in this country when some people can't pay their gas bill upset me. And, you know, if he wants to take his money and move to another nation, go right ahead. But other people could live. He's probably got $50 million in the bank or $100 million in the bank. I think a lot of people can live on that.
Absolutely. You and I both could. Think about this during the break, Fred. L.A. Dodgers, Milwaukee Brewers going at it and, you know, getting a little bit of the better of the Dodgers. But Dodgers still in first place. Brewers in first place. Get your final thoughts about what I think is the best division in baseball, and that's the Central Division in the National League. So think about that and then anything else that's on your mind before we get out of here. But one final segment. He's Fred Wallen. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Alrighty, welcome back. Final segment here on the program today. Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen hanging out with me in Los Angeles, California. I'm in Phoenix, AZ. Been a lot of things happening in the sports world. As we have heard, Tony Stewart hitting a driver that was on foot last night. Kevin Ward Jr., 20-year-old, passed away as they found out this morning in a hospital, but tragic, obviously, there. The Ed O'Bannon case, interesting developments with that. Derek Jeter, sixth all-time on the hit list. Fred, I never even got your opinion on that. Pretty crazy when you think about Derek Jeter. 20 years in this in Major League Baseball, longevity definitely with him. But do you think of him as one of the top six hitters of all time in baseball?
No, but I think of him as a Hall of Famer on the first ballot, but I don't think of him as one of the top six hitters in the history of baseball. Longevity certainly plays a role. I mean, there's no question about that, and he deserves all kinds of credit, 3,500 hits. But if you're going to say the top six hitters in baseball, the lack of power would, I think, eliminate him from that. You've got to look for somebody with power, I think, too. But a great player, Hall of Famer on the first ballot, and deserves all the credit in the world.
Yeah, very, very I give a lot of kudos to Derek Jeter. One of the good guys in Major League Baseball, a true professional, class act, you name it. Obviously a very, very solid accomplishment by him, but strange when you think about it because you just don't think about him like that. Real quickly, the Brewers still atop their division. Your Dodgers still atop their division, but the Central in the National League, the best division in baseball by far, yes or no, Fred?
As far as closeness, perhaps. I don't know. I don't know if it's the most talented division. I think the Cardinals.
Four teams over 500. Nobody else can say that.
I think the Cardinals eventually will win that division. I don't think Milwaukee has enough pitching. And Zach Greinke has still never beaten the team they were used to play for, as on Saturday he lost to the Brewers.
Well, there you go, man. You can't beat the Brew Crew, but the Brew Crew's figured things out a little bit. They had their little swoon before the All-Star break, and they've gotten it back together, and hopefully they can continue, as I'm sure my uncle's looking from 6 feet under this year, hoping that they're going to do what they can do, and that would be win the pennant. Anyways, for Fred Wallen, for John Poulter, for Jeff Rich, for Scott, for Mary Nemitz, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.